In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're continuing with the New Era, Part 1, and we're on Volume 28, February 22nd, 1930. Jesus said, I myself, by coming upon earth, wanted to die. And this is something that's extremely important. The reason Jesus came to earth was to die. And this is why we go through the 24 hours of the Passion. Jesus came to take our place, and either he died or all mankind died. And he wanted mankind to return back to what he had planned. So Jesus, the Redeemer, comes to the earth. Our Lady co-redeems with Christ at Calvary. Her heart was split in two. We read that Jesus said, if the divine will didn't reign in the Blessed Mother, she would have died. She would have literally died. Because the divine will reigned in her, she lived. And so you see the suffering of Jesus and Mary at Calvary. And Jesus said, I myself, by coming upon the earth, wanted to die. But to die with the sacrifice of my death, I called for the rising again of many lives, bringing everyone back to God. And the good that the creature had caused to die, the good that Adam had caused to die, the good of Jesus brings everyone to life. What happened with Adam's, we remember this, during Easter Vigil. What Adam did was brought death to the world. What Jesus brought, the new Adam, is life to the world. So what is he doing now? He saved the best for last. He wants us to begin to understand that this abundant life, that Jesus has given to us, is now ours if we wish it. And so he says, I'm going to teach you the way and the how you can live this abundant life of Jesus and Mary. And he says, this is why I've given to Louisa the Book of Heaven. He's saying, as you read this book, as he says, there's many, many books. This is the only book that will transform a soul. And so our Lord is saying to us, I've got this ready. I've got this planned. And he says, you're in my plans. I have predestined each soul that is alive today to embrace this book, to understand what the divine will is all about. And he says, it's for all mankind. And then sadly, he says to Louisa, but in reality, it's for only those who want it. And this is why when you talk to your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, your parishioners, and you say, would you help, would you pray with me the book of the Passion of the Christ? And they say no. When you say with your friends, pray with me, the Virgin Mary and the Kingdom, your friends say, no, I haven't got time for that. It's for us. So Jesus says, I want you to get closer to Jesus and Mary through this newborn, Louisa. I want you to understand what the Holy Catholic Church is all about. It's not what the world says. It's what Jesus and Mary have given to back to mankind, and that is the universal life that Adam lost. And as we read, as we study, as we put these truths, these promises, these manifestations that Jesus gave to Louisa, everything changes for us. He says, I, by my death, called the rising again of many lives and the good that the creature Adam had caused it to die. So Jesus says this, I as God wanted to rise again in order to confirm the life for that good that Jesus, the crucifixion that Jesus went through. So he rose from the dead, okay, to confirm this new and abundant life from Jesus, within, through, and from Jesus, he says, and the resurrection for the human family. So what the Lord is showing us right now is this resurrection is the life that he wants us to live now. Okay? John Paul II, St. Pope John Paul II said, I want you to understand we are a resurrected family. We have resurrected with Christ. And this is the life of the divine will. So Jesus is saying, I'm going to show you how and why this resurrected life can occur. It's through reading, studying, and putting into practice the teachings that Jesus and Mary gave to Louisa. This is where we are today. How glorious is this? Every day, when you read the calendar, every day a new beginning is happening for all of us. Every day, new and exciting things Jesus is manifesting to us as we read the book of heaven. The word of God, Jesus Christ, says, each word that I spoke to you, Louisa, is a divine life. As you read it and read it again, it's more beautiful. And you read it again and it's more beautiful. He is expanding our capacity to understand this book of heaven. Jesus says this. He says, I wanted to rise again, this resurrection, in order to confirm the life, this life of Jesus, that for the good of all, he suffered and died on the cross, then the resurrection back, given back to the human family. What is that resurrected life? To be in God's image and likeness. How do we live the image and likeness of God? Jesus says, I'm going to give it to you with the book of heaven. As I teach you, as I lead you, as I guide you, you're going to remember. And so what does Jesus say? He says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will reveal to you all truths and remind you of everything that I have said. That's what I see in the book of heaven. Everything that Jesus said. So he says this. He says, what a great crime it is to make good die. What a crime it was to make God die. So much so that the sacrifice of other lives is required in order to make it rise again. Now, with all my resurrection, the sacrifice of my death, since my divine will does not reign yet on earth as it is in heaven, not all the good has risen again for mankind. Okay, so he says, you haven't seen anything yet. What's coming is so glorious. What's coming is so magnificent. All this fear, this worry, this anxiety, this complaints, this negativity, Jesus says, doesn't amount to anything. It's to know the truth. Jesus died on the cross and he rose to life. Why? To give back to mankind the image and likeness of God. So he's giving us the book of heaven to teach us how and why this is going to happen for mankind. It's going to happen. It's a promise. It's a divine decree. As creation was a divine decree, as redemption was a divine decree, sanctification is a divine decree. It's going to happen. So Jesus says this. He says, my divine will is repressed and cannot carry out the divine sanctity that it wants at this point. Good suffers from intermittency, and now it rises, now it dies. We say yes to God and we sin, we go to confession. We get back full of grace, we say yes to God and we sin, we go to confession. And we rise again, it's going back and forth. He says, my divine fiat, he says, remains with a continuous sorrow of not being able to rise completely all the good that the divine will wants in mankind. That's what's coming. That's why there's going to be a new heavens and a new earth A new beginning is coming for all of mankind. And God has predestined us to live at this time to witness it. We are going to see it, what's coming. It's very, very close. Very, very close. So he says this. He says, and this is why I, God, remained in the little host as sacrament. I, God, departed for heaven, but I remained on earth in the midst of creatures in the Holy Eucharist to be born and live and die as though mystically in order to make rise again in all of us the good that Adam rejected by withdrawing from my divine will. So what does this mean? When we go to the Blessed Sacrament, when we spend time with our Eucharistic Lord, and that's what John Paul II asked. He asked that every church, every parish have Eucharistic adoration. And what's so great is he says that what's coming is there will be the Eucharist exposed in every church. The churches will be filled. Everyone will be Catholic. Why? Jesus says, in order to make rise in each soul all the good that Adam rejected by withdrawing from my divine will. We're going to receive everything that Adam did not want. Okay? This gift of the divine will is so great that we are again going to enter into the image and likeness of God. This is why we were created, to participate in the image and likeness of God. It's not that we become gods, but God shares with us his divinity. As the priest puts a drop of water in the chalice every day at Holy Mass, may we share in the divinity of Christ. So what's happening with all the little children of the Holy Divine Will? They're spending time in front of the Blessed Sacrament, as Pope St. John Paul asked. And what's happening is we are changing. Everything in us, every aspect of us is changing. How? Why? As we read, as we study the Book of Heaven, we fall more in love with our Eucharistic Lord. We fall more in love with our Blessed Mother. We fall more in love with the Cathedral of the Divine Will. That's what's happening. A new beginning is happening for all of mankind. And Jesus is looking at us. And Jesus is saying to us, this is what I want for you. I want you to again return to my image and likeness. I want you to return to when I breathe this Ruah of God, this breath of God in the dust. And out of the dust came the image and likeness of God. I want you to return to what I have called for each and every one of us at the beginning of time. I need you to come back to me, Jesus says. Come back. Why? To be, when you read 1 through 10, to become a divine mirror of Jesus. As you read 11 through 19, to be filled with the Holy Spirit and live in the divine will. And finally, 20 through 36, how to return and possess the divine inheritance of the Father. We are called to be clothed in divinity. We are called to receive our divine nobility again. That's the Book of Heaven. That's this great gift of the divine will. Don't limit God. Let God reign in you to the point that what he's going to bring about is a new beginning for you and for me, for all of mankind. This new era has already begun for some souls who are striving to give up their human misery and live in God's holy divine will. This new era has begun, and our Lord is asking us, I want you to fully participate in this new era that's coming upon the earth, but I want you to begin to live it now. As I rose from the dead, he says, I want you to begin to live this resurrected life now on earth as it is in heaven. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command, that all the little children of the holy divine will become divinely healed. This is what Jesus is looking for, that Jesus wants. And we ask this prayer becomes God's command in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.